Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm not sure that South Africans will ever have their faith fully restored in government until we start to see that justice is being done. We have this perception that it just goes on and on and on, and we have that perception for very good reason. Do you think that Jacob Zuma will see the inside of a prison is my first question, and what I also want to get to is, what does this say about what is really going on within the ANC?
I think the perfect way to answer that question is this one. The Constitutional Court definitely is going to propose a term of imprisonment, but looking at precedents in previous cases, in this case is only one in which the Crown Court has dealt with, probably is going to dish out or issue a suspended sentence to the former president and say to him, we do understand your age, your stature in the community, the type of lesson that you want to send out to the public, and we don't feel that sending you to prison is going to give out that particular message. Or they can even say, even if you go to prison, it's not going to be more than 6 months. Let's remember, our law is very clear when it comes to the type of punishment that it dishes out. It says the punishment must fit the crime. So the crime in this case is your disobedience and non-adherence to lawful instructions to appear into the commission, but most importantly, into adhering to an order that has been issued by the most highest court in South Africa. So due to your inability to listen and to follow those instructions, we are going to sentence you in this particular manner. So it's not as if we are dealing with a serial a rapist or a murderer. However, we are dealing with a former president who presided over the legal system and over the rule of law, and which is supposed to show by example as to what is it that we're supposed to do as members of the public. So sending him to prison, yes, it may send that message, but I think in this case they're going to give him a suspended sentence and say, if you do this particular act again within the next 3 months or the next 5 years, for example, then you are going to really send him to prison because you wouldn't have learned your lesson in terms of the punishment that you want to dish out to you.
So your view is, just to be clear, that for this particular act, which is contempt of court, it's unlikely he'll go to prison. He'll get a suspended sentence valid for 3 months. If he conducts that, if he transgresses again, then he will. But other than that, he's unlikely to go to prison.
I don't see the Crown Court taking that particular stance. Maybe another sort of punishment they can give to the former president is to say to him, we want to fine you, let's say between 2 and 500,000, and say we want you to feel the pinch in terms of paying this money, and as a fine, as a way of showing that we do really punish people that don't obey the court. And we want it to be a clear message that should be sent to the public that whenever you are called to attend court proceedings and you are called to answer in any court proceeding, it is vital that you do so. Otherwise, if you don't, we are going to punish you financially and also going to send you to prison, even though we are suspending your sentence at the moment. But you must know that the prison sentence, which is lingering over your head during this particular time.
Mm-hmm. How is the ANC dealing with this? Are they dealing with it, or are they trying to keep completely away from all of it? We saw a scrambling at one point where they're trying to convince the former president to appear before the Zondo Commission. It clearly didn't work. Everybody came for tea. Nobody got him to change his mind. Where is the ANC in all of this?
I think they tried all within their powers to say, anyone who's been caught within the commission must subject themselves to the commission. I think this was the message they sent to all their members, including the former president. Secondly, you saw second attempts of going to Nkandla and have tea and saying to him, can you consider going to the Zondo Commission? They want to hear your side. What's your take on it? You remember that a long meeting that the former president had with the delegation from the Thule House, which didn't transcribe or didn't give out any fruitful results. So from the ANC side, they tried all they could in terms of trying to persuade the former president to go to the Zondo Commission, but as we are here today, they've basically failed. Now, the most important question would be this directed to the ANC. They must be listening tentatively to what is happening within a particular commission. So if they want to prevent similar instances from taking place in the near future, for me, seeing some sort of line in the constitution of the ANC in the proposed amendments coming to the next AGM or the next conference in which they're going to hold when they elect their new leadership, of saying whenever we direct you as the ANC to come and give out evidence, you must make sure that you comply. Whether it is within internal structure or it is outside, then you must go and comply. If you don't, you risk the risk of being expelled. I think this is when we will see the ANC taking serious attention and proposing things which are going to have consequences if it's not complied.
It's a big challenge for them because it's very, very clear that they're trying to deal with their own internal conflict without the organization falling apart. But they are being called upon to take a stand, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely. And you see, as a leader as a political party that is in leadership, basically detailing and regulating how we as the country are supposed to be, they are the sources of the policies which are being applied on a daily basis in our daily lives. So they have to lead by example. They have no choice. And if they are able to show, or if us as members of the public can see that they aren't able to have control over their members, then the question would be, how are you going to have control over their members when they are presiding over public coffers? Are you going to be able to hold them accountable?
I think sadly we've seen the answers to that. That's just me being cynical. I'm sorry.
So it's a very hard task, especially for the ANC and for the president of the ANC, in terms of saying, are you presiding over members that don't listen to you when you ask them to do things? I think that's the most important one. And I think that's what fueled the resolution that was taken, saying that all those quarters on the commission must go and subject themselves on the commission.
Yeah. Do you think that we'll see in the next year a different looking ANC? Call it 18 months to 2 years. A year at the moment is a very weird period of time. Within the next 2 years, do you think we'll see a very different looking ANC?
I think after the Zondo Commission has issued its report, we definitely can see a different ANC in terms of character. If we don't see drastic amendments to the ANC constitution in the next conference, then I would say they haven't learned their lesson. But most importantly would be in the manner in which their members are deployed in government. The kind of members that you deploy to government is going to be very crucial. The type of cases which are going to court, I've named the likes of the suspended SG, I was saying the likes of the suspended health and minister, and other ones in which it is the ANC members that are being called upon or they are being prosecuted for not being able to apply their oversight, is a perfect example of the type or the required pay that must go to government from an ANC side. So they must be able to say, we need to convince the members of the public that they can be able to trust us. In order for us to do so, we need to deploy people which are going to be able to be equal to the task that we send them to them. Failing which, or if they fail in doing their duties, they must be recalled. And if they have engaged in any acts of misconduct, then you must be able to punish them either internally as the ANC or use the law and make sure that our courts are there to make sure that they have been punished accordingly. So in them developing or creating the new ANC, as they so say, it must be done taking into consideration all those things so that at the end of the day they're able to draw more votes.
And unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. Mpumelelo Zikalala, who's the founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited, thank you for chatting to us and for giving us your perspective. It is 8:59. I'm Howard Feldman. Mike says failure to take decisive action with consequences will mean that no one else will ever appear at commissions in South Africa. And Garth says a former president, ? Handle with kid gloves. The ANC have yet to deal with anything. Can you consider it? So there you have it.